Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today I want to start out by asking you a question. How far will you go? Like, how far are you willing to go to get what you want? And first I want you to think about what it is that you want. When I ask you that question, like, what is the thing that you most want out of life? What comes to mind? Okay, now as you think of that thing, think, how far would I go to obtain it? Like, what would I risk? What would I sacrifice? How hard would I work? What am I willing to go through to make sure that that objective is met? And so that's a question that I feel like we really have to consider, because when God places something in our hearts that makes us desire it so much, right? Whether it be being a parent or being a wife or a husband or a job, a career, or living a certain type of life, whatever that is for you, there's something that you're going to have to endure to be able to obtain it, right? And it may not even be works of your hands. It may be faith of your spirit. It may be, the balance of your heart, right? And it also may be timing. Because a lot of times when we're considering how far we're willing to go, we're overlooking how long we may have to wait. And I think that that's an important thing to consider, because so often we have all of these plans and goals and all of these things that, you know, that we feel like God is going to give us and that we, you know, earned or deserve. And then we overlook that a lot of obtaining it may be outside of our control. It may be out of our hands. So although we can do our best at making sure that we're applying the faith plus works thing, right? We also must understand that certain things just have to align to make it all work together. Like, it has to be the right time. It has to be the right opportunity. If you are waiting on a certain position in your career, well, somebody else may already be in that seat. And maybe God has it aligned for you to get it when they retire or when they get, you know, whatever's attached to their next space in life. Maybe, you know, people say all the time, God ain't gonna send you nobody else's husband. God ain't. But what if somebody done married somebody that wasn't never their husband to begin with? What if somebody is right now actively in a marriage that was out of flesh and not spirit? What if they committed to a person in sin or not while being the greatest version of themselves? And then together they discovered Christ and realized that they were never supposed to be anyway. You know, the Bible says what God has brought together, not what y'all threw together, I'ma try to make work like that. You know, that wasn't it. It was what God has brought together made no man, you know? So what if your spouse is currently in another situationship? What if they currently are up under somebody else? And the reason you haven't met them yet is because God hasn't gotten through them through the season that they're in. You know, not everybody's going to, you know, go along with that line of thinking. But as somebody that's been married before, I can 100% stand on the fact that sometimes our situations, our thinking, our mentality, and our, you know, not being ready for what we're praying for can put us into situations that we should never have gotten in to begin with. And then you end up in divorce court, you know, and then you end up finding what God has had for you all along, because you're now not putting it together yourself, but you're waiting on Him. And I think that that applies, you know, not just to marriage, but also, you know, some people are waiting to be a father, to be a mother, and you know, they're wondering why it hasn't happened yet. Maybe even thinking that they are, you know, unable to bear children, only to see that later on, it just was about timing and God making sure that you were in the right place to not only give birth to a child, but to also raise that child, you know, in the way that God would have for you to raise it. So I just think the question, how far are you willing to go? That is not, you know, you ready to do something strange for a little bit of change. That ain't that. That ain't, you know, how far you're willing to travel or how much of your morals and values you're willing to release. That is not, you know, that's not the posture in that statement. How far you're willing to go is how much of yourself are you willing to let die in order to obtain what God has for you? How much of you and your ideas, your notions, the things that you believe should be, are you willing to release so that the things that God has can take their place? How much work are you willing to do? How much faith will you have? I know the Bible says faith, you know, the size of a mustard seed. Well, some of us ain't even got that much, child. Some of us got faith the size of pollen. But the point is, sometimes you really have to consider that it may require a little more, not only of you, but of your environment, of conditions, of situations, of circumstances, and of time in order for things to line up to have what you're expecting from life. But I do believe that if God put it on your heart, if God won't let you, you know, get through a day without thinking about it, then he has a plan for it. But you sometimes have to consider how far you're willing to go, what your part is in seeing that thing manifest. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to come to you today thanking you for another opportunity to gather with my friends. Lord, thanking you for the word that you put on my heart today, Lord. Thanking you that somebody got an answer to something that they've been asking you by listening to today's episode of Jesus and Coffee. Lord, I thank you that you are doing a great work in everyone that is in the sound of my voice, Lord. I thank you that the person that is listening right now has gotten clarity. Lord, I thank you that they know what you have sent them to do, and that that thing is going to be done no matter what. Lord, I thank you that right now today they are reaffirmed that your word has not fallen void on their lives. Lord, I thank you that today they see who you see them as. Lord, I thank you that today they are able to transparently look at themselves and see what needs a little bit more refining. Lord, I thank you that everything, all things, are working together for our good. Lord, I thank you that no matter how far we go, no matter how lost we are, no matter how many mistakes we make, that we are never without your love, attention, and affection, Lord. And that even when you're quiet, Lord, you are still working things out for our best interest. So I just thank you for all things then, all things now, and all things that will be. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you have an amazing day today, friend. And I'm looking forward to catching you next week on another episode of Jesus and Coffee. Don't forget to send this out to a friend. Everybody need this word.